You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Now, let's get the latest business news, shall we? And Clodagh's here. Morning.
Good morning,
Karen. You're starting off, I see, with a look at something that might interest anyone jetting off on their summer holidays.
Yes, Karen. Well, one that might interest those heading off on their holidays or even flying over to the Euros, the fact that the watchdog for the aviation industry, the Civil Aviation Authority, could be clamping down on hidden charges for passengers travelling on certain airlines. So sometimes there can be a big fee for things like changing your name on a plane ticket or even printing out your boarding pass. Well, the CAA wants to make sure that travellers aren't being hit by these hidden charges. Stephen Dunk from Travelzoo says it's important that the consumers know what they're paying for.
On many of the low-cost carriers, then you can be paying up to £45 per bag per leg. So it can actually add quite significant charges to the actual headline price that you're paying. The fees vary, so there is a pretty wide discrepancy. I think that one of the things which the airlines are trying to do, and particularly Ryanair has, it can be accused of this, is obviously trying to change behaviour. So the whole thing with charging for bags, for example, is the fewer bags that are taken, the fewer check-in staff you need, the fewer baggage handlers you need, and actually the less fuel potentially on the plane that you need. But you have to be aware of what these are, and what the Civil Aviation Authority is looking at doing is making sure that things are clear and upfront to the passenger.
That was Stephen Dunk there from Travelzoo. And now a report out today shows that Belfast is the third cheapest city in the UK in terms of overall cost of office space. That's according to research from the commercial property agent Lambert Smith Hampton. They calculated the total cost by taking a look at a range of things like rents, rates and energy bills. And their report showed that new buildings in Belfast had a total cost per square foot of about £53, which is relatively cheap. And actually, out of all the UK towns and cities that they looked at, only Preston and Norwich were cheaper. So to put that figure into context then, if we compare it to, say, the likes of London, the overall cost of occupying a new build development reached £200 per square foot in the West End and more than £120 in the City of London. And the latest development on the North-South interconnector is getting underway today. A public inquiry is set to resume into the Northern Ireland part of the cross-border energy project that's worth more than £200 million. After a four-year delay, the inquiry, which is run by the Planning Appeals Commission, is starting back today, although it's still at a very early stage. There will be a one-day hearing in Armagh, which will only deal with legal and procedural issues. Any other concerns will be heard later on in the year. The inquiry first opened back in 2012, but it was adjourned when it emerged that the planning application and environmental statement hadn't been properly advertised. Campaigners want the cables to be put underground for environmental and health reasons, but those who back the planning application say that this would take too long and that it would be five times more expensive. In Northern Ireland, the lead is being taken on this by the systems operator for Northern Ireland, Sony, and the final decision on the Northern Ireland half of the planning application will rest with the Infrastructure Minister, Chris Hazard. And now if we take a look at the markets, as a lot of the papers are reporting, then the pound had its biggest jump yesterday against the dollar in 7 years. It rose more than 3 cent or 2%, which was its biggest one-day gain since March 2009. And the FTSE 100 also rose yesterday, with shares closing about 3% higher. That was its biggest one-day gain since February, which means it will open this morning at 6,204 points. A pound, as we've been hearing, is worth $1.47 and €1.29, which makes a euro worth 77 pence.
Now, Clodagh is back with the business news and you're tackling tourism.
Yes, good morning, Karen. Well, taking a look at the hotel industry in particular, which has seen a lot of movement with up to about 20 projects at various stages of planning in Belfast and about three more in Londonderry. Well, ASM Chartered Accountants have just published their annual hotel industry survey, which takes a look at the wider industry, and it shows that demand for hotel rooms last year rose to a record high occupancy rate of 77.5% across Northern Ireland. That's up about 1.5% on the previous year. Michael Williamson is from ASG. So, Michael, if we take at this is a Northern Ireland average then, but like most things, it depends where you're looking.
Yes, good morning. That's correct. The Northern Ireland averages tend to be heavily influenced really by what happens in Belfast because of the size of the market. And in 2015, the average occupancy rate of hotels in Belfast was 81.9%, up from 81% the previous year. And really, demand is at such a level in the city that it can't grow really much more without additional supply-side movement. So while the Northern Ireland average has been essentially pulled along by what's happening in Belfast, we have seen some growth in demand in some other areas across Northern Ireland as well. Unfortunately, there was a slight slip back in demand in Derry, but by and large, rural hotels and coastal hotels also experienced some increase in demand during the year.
And now you mentioned movement on the supply side. There has been a lot of announcements recently about, you know, new hotels coming, particularly to Belfast city centre. Do you think we have enough demand to satisfy all of them?
Well, the ones that are likely to happen, I mean, there's always lots of planning consents for hotels. They don't always come out of the ground. But of the ones that we think are going to happen in this couple of years, yes, I do think there will be sufficient additional demand coming to the city to satisfy that additional supply side movement, because, you know, there's been a very major investment in the Waterfront Hall, and that is going to drive a new market into Belfast, a market that we haven't really been in for a number of years. So that will be real new demand coming to the city. In addition, the leisure side, the leisure markets have been coming to Belfast, have been growing year on year on year, and there's no reason to suppose that momentum is actually going to change anytime in the near future.
And now one ongoing issue is that we haven't seen that large an amount of visitors coming from the Republic of Ireland. I see that that's still an ongoing problem.
It is, in fact, for the second year in succession, and this is really across the board in Northern Ireland, no matter which region or area we're talking about, the proportion of bedrooms occupied by visitors from the Republic of Ireland has actually declined. Overall, it was around about 10%. In 2015, it has been as high as 20% within the past 5 years. So that is an issue, and I suspect there are a number of reasons for that. Firstly, obviously, the exchange rate is not really in our favour. The VAT rate in the south of Ireland is much lower, and I think that just offers better value for money. And dare I say it, I actually think accessibility into Northern Ireland now is really so good with the road network that, you know, it's an easy journey from the greater Dublin metropolitan area, where we would pull most of our visitors from, into Belfast and back in a day. So that's an issue that we need to tackle.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. That's Michael Williamson there from ASM. And if we just take a look at the markets then, the FTSE will open this morning at 6,204 points. A pound is worth $1.47 and €1.29, and that makes a euro worth 77 pence.
So does that with the latest look at the business news and see a spin-out company making big bucks.
Yes, some breaking news this morning, a big deal. The digital pathology firm that's based in Belfast, PathXL, has been sold to the multinational health technology company Philips. PathXL works in software that improves how we analyse cancer tumours. They were set up in 2004, as you mentioned there, Karen. It was a spin-out from Queen's University, and they currently employ 30 people. They were founded by the academics Professor Peter Hamilton and Dr. Jim Diamond, who are shareholders in the business, which has been through several rounds of funding with backers the likes of Crescent Capital, Beltree Partners and InvestNI. Philips says that their software will complement their existing products. And the firm's chief executive, Frans van Houten, told Reuters this morning that its digital pathology business was already doubling every year and would pass €10 million in sales this year. He said it means that computers can now do a much better job than even the human eye, as it's much more systematic in how they analyse tissues. And he added that they're acquiring a company that has deep clinical knowledge and technology to analyse the cancerous cells. But the terms of this deal haven't yet been disclosed, so we'll be keeping an eye on that as the day goes on. And now if we just take a final look at the markets, the FTSE a short time ago was down 16 points at 61.88. A pound is worth $1.47 and €1.29, and that makes a euro worth 77 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.